Look again. News from OTBS, the Oakland Talking Book Service at Rochester Hills Public Library, spring, summer 2016, 500 Old Town Road, Rochester, Michigan. Rochester Hills Public Library, ask your senator to ratify the Marrakesh Treaty by Director Christine Lindhage. Generally, I wouldn't use a library service newsletter to promote a political position, but political action is needed on an issue that is important to people with print disabilities. The American Library Association, along with other prominent organizations, is lobbying the Senate to ratify the Marrakesh Treaty for Print Disabled and to reject unneeded changes to copyright law and any associated implementing legislation. Blind and otherwise print disabled Americans have waited far too long for equal access to printed materials to wait any longer for this treaty to be ratified. The treaty will afford 4 million print disabled Americans critical new access to copyrighted materials worldwide, vital to their education, work, and quality of life. U.S. negotiators assured us that the final text was fully consistent with our law. The treaty thus can and should be ratified promptly, unencumbered by legislation to substantially amend U.S. copyright law that will delay or derail its ratification. If the treaty is ratified and the legislation adopted, the print disabled of our nation will benefit greatly by having access to the rest of the world's accessible book collection, and the blind and otherwise print disabled of the world will advance their quest for greater information through access to books in the United States. It would be helpful if our senators heard how important it is for the visually impaired to be able to access information in appropriate formats. If you'd like to voice your support for the treaty, you should contact Senator Stabenow at 202-224-4822 and Gary Peters at 313-226-6020. It's my hope that discussions on the treaty will take place this year. A letter from Outreach and Bookmobile Services Manager Mary. This spring, after several months in the making, the Rochester Hills Public Library is excited to begin the first phase of making our already beautiful gardens a more sensory adventure. The American Printing House for the Blind created plaques for us to place throughout the garden, naming different flowers and inviting the visitor to use their senses to enjoy the flower. From coarse to silken and feathery textures, scents that are sweet and fruitful, and even leaves that squeak when rubbed, we want visitors to use their senses to appreciate the full effect of the gardens. Our hope is to slowly expand and add other materials, such as wind chimes and story walks with Braille, to further the experience. So later this spring, summer, or fall, come walk through our lovely gardens. Take time to smell and touch and listen to the beauty that surrounds you. Welcome to the Rochester Hills Public Library's Sensory Garden. Enjoy the textures, smells, sights, and sounds. Custom Download Service Brightens My Day by Howard Dixon, White Lake. I've been receiving materials through the National Library Service for the Blind for over 7 years now. While I can no longer be the avid reader of print materials that I once was, OTBS at RHPL has provided me with endless hours of talking books by my favorite authors. OTBS has access to such a wide selection of authors, books, essays, documentaries, and biographies. The historical information is especially interesting to me. The custom downloading service offered by OTBS allows them to send me multiple books on one flash drive. The flash drive is mailed directly to my home and gives me such joy. I can listen to multiple books in a series or by one author without waiting for the next digital cartridge to arrive. The flash drive simply plugs into the USB slot on the side of the digital player and will bring you many hours of enjoyment as it does me. With such limited, decent television programming available these days, listening to quality literature and great stories via the OTBS custom downloading from Bard service can make for a brighter day. National Federation of the Blind expands Newsline. If you are unable to read the newspaper, the service offered by Newsline might be the answer. NFB Newsline is a free electronic service which provides access to newspapers, magazines, and TV listings 24/7 over a touch-tone telephone or in electronic formats. It's available for any blind, visually impaired, or print disabled person. Services include news and current events, detailed coverage in specific areas on sports, art, or politics, personalized TV listings, special local channels providing services and items of interest to you, materials available in Braille and audio formats. For more information and to apply for NFB Newsline service, visit nfb.org/audio-newspaper-service or email nfbnewsline@nfb.org. You can call toll-free at 1-866-504-7300. Good night for a movie? As we discussed in our last Look Again newsletter, there are over 300 descriptive movies in the current RHPL collection that are available to OBS. Always here to help. One-on-one assistive technology training is available via phone or in person. Marcia has years of experience as an active patron of the National Library Service, is literate in Braille, and very knowledgeable about services and resources available to members of the low vision and blind community. Give her a call with your technology questions at 248-650-5682. She's always happy to assist. Michigan Regional Braille Challenge 2016. In partnership with the Michigan Department of Low Incidence Outreach, OTBS was once again a proud sponsor of the 2016 Braille Challenge. This challenge is an academic competition unlike any other. The Braille Challenge is a two-stage contest that is designed to motivate blind students to emphasize their study of Braille while rewarding their success with fun-filled but challenging local and national events. Any student who is visually impaired and reads Braille is eligible to participate in the preliminary challenge contest events, which are held from January through the end of March throughout the U.S. and Canada. Contests are proctored by teachers for students who are visually impaired and scored locally according to our national guidelines by volunteer transcribers. This year's event took place at the Genesee ISD on February 27th. Each contestant received a Braille Certificate of Appreciation and a cool T-shirt and a goodie bag. OTBS Book Discussion Groups. If you're looking for an opportunity to discuss great books and network with other Talking Books service customers, please consider joining the Stimulating Book Discussion Group. The group meets monthly during spring and summer at Good Samaritan Lutheran Church, 517 West Walton Boulevard in Pontiac. The church is accessible by the smart bus system. Visit otbs.rhpl.org for the upcoming schedule of discussions. For digital copies of the discussion books, contact Marcia at 248-650-5682. Only a phone call away. If you prefer not to travel, we are happy to announce a new virtual book group that requires only a phone call. Every month, the group will discuss books via conference call. To learn more about this brand new group, call Michelle at 248-650-5681. A Revolutionary New Travel Device for the Blind by Dennis Opka. I recently discovered a new travel device for the blind which makes travel a whole lot easier. The device is sonar glasses, which resemble Google glasses. These sonar glasses can detect obstacles 6 feet in front, 6 feet on either side, and obstacles 6 feet overhead. The glasses can be factory set with either an audible tone or a vibration to your temple. They should be used with a white cane or leader dog. You can also get a padded carrying case with a shoulder or neck strap for transporting the glasses. I use them in traveling to detect cars that are blocking pedestrian sidewalks and for picking up entrances to buildings. The glasses cost $153 and the carrying case costs $25. Also, you can get the glasses with prescription lenses or clear lenses. For more information on the glasses, please contact Michelle at 248-650-5681 or Marcia at 248-650-5682. Bard app now available for Android and Kindle Fire devices. Good news, Bard mobile app has arrived. The updated version of Bard mobile is now available from the Google Play Store. Bard mobile enables NLS patrons to download and listen to audiobooks and magazines directly from their Android devices. Registered Oakland Talking Book patrons will need an active Bard account and their devices must be running Android OS 4.1 or later to use this app. Now you can use the Bard mobile app for Android to read Bard books on your Kindle Fire. Bard mobile is now available in the Amazon App Store. This app will allow NLS patrons to download and listen to audiobooks and magazines directly from the Kindle Fire. Registered OTBS patrons will need a Bard account and at least a second generation Kindle or later to use this app. For more information or assistance, call OTBS at 1-800-774-4542. As part of our contract with the Michigan Braille and Talking Book Library, we receive periodic reviews from their manager, Sue Chenault. Our first review was recently held, and it was extremely positive. Your response to our service continues to be very positive, and we thoroughly enjoy serving you. We are also interested in hearing from you about the ways we can better serve you and the low vision community. He Rolled His Own by Stephanus Vasius. As a very senior citizen, there are a number of things I can do no longer. I cannot drive a car, go to the movies, or visit a museum. Attending a baseball game is frustrating. Casino blackjack is difficult, as is hitting a golf ball. My macular generation world is appreciably smaller than when looking was seen. I am, however, a bit proud to say I still press my own slacks. Sometimes, though, I end up with two creases where one would be better. Despite the limitations which come with the loss of central vision, I'm rarely, if ever, bored. There are a number of reasons for that. One very important reason is the excellent service provided by OTBS. What OTBS does for me and so many others is truly invaluable. For example, Zane Grey was an author I had heard about as a young man, but had never read. A simple phone call to OTBS as soon as it became available, the talking book version of Grey's most popular Western, Riders of the Purple Sage, was in my mailbox. Soon after, I received and enjoyed Grey's The Deerstalker. My current audiobook has me totally intrigued and surprised by the behavior and conduct of a particular West Point cadet. Unlike young men who strive for an appointment to Annapolis or West Point, this cadet's youthful dream was to become a baseball player. From the outset, his West Point story was unimpressive, and he refused to be deterred by the academy's rules. His principal vices were player poker and smoking. Certainly, I was surprised by the behavior of this particular cadet, but that he was using Bull Durham loose cigarette tobacco to roll his own cigarettes additionally surprised me and evoked latent memories of a time and place in which it was not uncommon to see smokers rolling their own cigarettes. So what happened to this cadet who smoked like a furnace, played poker, and by his own admission amassed a reckless catalog of demerits? Well, in 1949, Dwight D. Eisenhower quit smoking cold turkey, but not before becoming the supreme commander of the Allied forces in Europe and subsequently the 34th President of the United States. If you're interested in learning more about Eisenhower, I recommend the following digital talking books available through OTBS: Jean Edward Smith's Eisenhower in War and Peace, DB 74849. We love to hear from you. Share your stories with us by emailing outreach@rhpl.org. Look Again, news from OTBS subscription now available. The quarterly OTBS newsletter can now be sent directly to your email. Once you receive the newsletter, you simply open it and view it in large print or have it read to you by using your screen reader. To subscribe to future editions of Look Again, visit otbs.rhpl.org and scroll towards the bottom of the page where you will find an option to subscribe by sending us your email address. If you need assistance in this process, please call OTBS at 1-800-992-9012. Upcoming statewide events: April 6th through May 22nd. the celebrated exhibit, Child in a Strange Country, Helen Keller and the History of Education for People Who Are Blind or Visually Impaired, will be on display at the Michigan Library and Historical Center, First Floor Rotunda. For more information, call 1-800-992-9012. May 11th, save the date for Visions 2016 Vendor Fair at Washtenaw Community College. For information on this event, call 734-327-8327. New audio magazines now available. Three new audio magazines are available to patrons via BARD or by subscription. The magazines, their frequency, and their publication codes are AARP, the magazine bimonthly, and AARP Bulletin, 10 issues a year. These will be bundled as a single subscription, AAP4. O, the Oprah magazine, monthly, OPR4. Rolling Stone, biweekly, RST4. If you are interested in subscribing to these magazines or others, please contact OTBS at 1-800-774-4542, and we'll be happy to help you. OTBS, Oakland Talking Book Service at RHPL, Rochester Hills Public Library, 500 Old Town Road, Rochester, Michigan, 48307. Look Again News from OTBS is available in Braille by request. The current version of the publication can be found at otbs.rhpl.org. OTBS hours are Monday through Thursday, 9 to 9, Friday and Saturday, 9 to 6, Sunday, 1 to 6. OTBS summer closing, May 28 through 30 for Memorial Day weekend, Sundays, June 19th through September 11th, July 3rd and 4th for Independence Day, September 3rd and 5th for Labor Day. 1-800-774-4542 or 248-650-7150. Outreach at rhpl.org. Visit us at otbs.rhpl.org.